There's 24 hours left before Parliament rises for the year, and the mood here in the nation's capital is frenetic. The government is trying to rack up some last-minute wins, but a plan to abolish the right of independent schools to discriminate against LGBTI students appears to have hit the skids. The government wants amendments to the legislation that it says would allow schools to uphold their values, but Labor says that would allow schools to discriminate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is offering a conscience vote, but Labor isn't biting. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister and the Treasurer spent question time today spruiking their economic management. But GDP figures showing growth for the September quarter came in at 0.3%, well below the 0.6% forecasted, are adding to fears the economy is coming off the boil. Senator Zed Seselja is the Assistant Minister for Treasury and Finance, and I caught up with him a little earlier.
Zed Seselja, welcome.
Thanks, Patricia.
This is Australia's weakest economic growth in 2 years. We know house prices are down and household spending is down too. Is it a sign that our economy is now weakening?
Well, I think that's putting quite a negative spin on it. Obviously, the quarterly growth this year wasn't as high. This quarter wasn't, as high as we would have liked. But if you look at the annual at 2.8%, and it does tend to go up and down, but that annual of 2.8%, stronger than the OECD average, higher than virtually all of the G7 bar the United States, and a number of very, very strong areas.
But you must be troubled, though, by the latest quarter.
Well, look, we want economic growth to continue to grow. And at 2.8% annual, it has been trending in the right direction. We anticipate it still will. Things like mining investment, which came off, played a part in those quarterly figures, and you'd expect that with some of the large LNG projects coming towards completion. So there's just not as much investment going on in some of those areas. But we've seen a number of areas picking up. We're seeing wage growth coming back, which is very important, 2.3%, so above inflation. The governor of the Reserve Bank expects that to continue to grow as we see unemployment coming down, which is down to 5%. So we've got a very, very strong economic story to tell. Most countries would kill for 2.8% growth and 5% unemployment and the kind of growth rate we've seen. So the fundamentals are very, very strong, but we're continuing to pursue reforms such as bringing in tax cuts, which will continue to stimulate the economy going forward.
On this gay student discrimination bill, these competing bills now, the Prime Minister wants Labor to adopt a conscience vote. Labor says it won't adopt a conscience vote because it has a view. It knows that it's against this discrimination. Will you pursue a conscience vote still, despite Labor's position?
Well, that was an offer that was put in good faith by the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister has really bent over backwards in order to get rid of these particular provisions that deal with discrimination for kids on the basis of their sexuality.
But do you keep your conscience vote?
Well, that's a matter for the Prime Minister. But the Labor Party...
Do you think you should?
Well, I'm not going to give public advice. What I'll say is where we've gotten to, and the Prime Minister, through various ways, through amendments to the Labor Party's bill, through things we put forward earlier, through a separate bill that the Prime Minister has put forward, has done everything he can. And this is a really important point, Patricia, because the Labor Party today in the Senate said that they would now no longer pursue these changes this side of Christmas because of one amendment that was likely to get up, and that one amendment would simply have said that nothing...
Let's go to that.
Well, it's
because
I've seen
Labor's legal advice on this, and Labor's legal advice is incredibly clear. It says it widens discrimination.
That's absolutely not true.
That's what the legal advice says. And they say...
There's often competing legal advice,
Patricia.
Bill
keeps the current system, which is that religious freedoms are still there. So you're actually adding another layer of discrimination.
I could read you the provision. It's a very simple provision.
I've read it.
And it says, and what does it say? It says that amendment says nothing in this act would prevent, in good faith, religious institutions from teaching according to their faith.
Okay, so give me an example.
Who would oppose that?
Let's talk about it then. So a religious school wants to teach that it's not okay to be gay. What happens?
Well, I've never heard of a religious school teaching that.
So, yeah, no, I can tell you that some of them do. That's not true.
What you're saying is that we should have a system that says religious schools, as a result of these changes, can no longer teach, for instance, that marriage is between a man and a woman. I mean, that's the sort of thing. Now, we are not we are not the kind of country that says, because there's a majority view, a religion can't have a view that is a minority view. but that is their deeply held religious view that they've held for thousands of years. Whether that's a Christian school, whether that's a Jewish school, whether that's an Islamic school, this is the Labor Party now saying they'll walk away from what the Prime Minister has said he wants to achieve, what they've said they want to achieve in relation to discrimination against gay students, on the basis that they would like to see it be unlawful to teach according to your faith. That's effectively what the Labor Party is saying.
So what happens now, given you want to push for these further discriminations, that's what Labor says.
Well, that's not true.
Well, what happens though in these schools if the teaching is that that it's not okay to be gay, that you should pray the gay away, should that be taught?
Well, that's...
But that happens.
But come on,
school.
Patricia. I mean,
but this does happen.
This is now an absurd argument that is being put. Are you really putting... I mean, if this is your position, fine. But if this
it's not about a position, but if this is the Labor Party's position
to say that Christian schools and Jewish schools are so bigoted that simply by teaching what they believe out of the Bible, that is such a bigoted position that we need to have laws that would make that unlawful, I would reject
Labor
that.
Labor says the coalition their bill protects that. The current protections.
So they say that it does, but the second we had an amendment, which actually had the support of the Senate, which actually simply would have said it won't be unlawful to teach your faith in good faith, the Labor Party says they want it to be unlawful. And in addition to that, what we saw today emerge has been out there, in addition to that, what's in the pulpit would potentially be unlawful. So this goes well beyond, and this is where we need to get back to. We've said we will remove discrimination against kids. They will not be discriminated against, expelled because they're gay. Everyone agrees with that. But the Labor Party said we're going to go to the pulpit and we're actually going to make it unlawful to teach your faith when it comes to faith and values. That's something we can't accept.
Zeds and Seltzer, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.